dances of music, whole orchestras play inside our heads.
And then it explodes into this enormous
rather gruesome, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is called Particles and Waves. It is an eclectic music program, runs for the next hour, and I have a very, very, very special interruption to the normal sort of way that the show goes, because I am thrilled to have the very talented Peach Pit in studio. They're going to do a live set of about four songs and then come in to chat with me for the rest of the hour. So I am going to just open up to them and let them take it away and impress you, and I will be back once they are done.
Hello, everyone. June had even shady friends.
caught in bed sheets by my son. Unless when it's all done, I love you tender like what keeps you up. My voice is back home while I'm in hell. Here's the old Slooford who took you from me. Sweet like trees. The bus line people shout. Reach out my hand to these sidewalk crowds. All of these faces you can't see with me.
To our drummer Mikey, who didn't come today because he had work. I think there might be air quotations around that word. So if you're listening, Mike, that one's for you, man. Okay, that last one was called Private Presley. This next one is called Hot Me. They're both from our new album called Being So Normal. Thank you. Okay, we got one more song for you guys. This one is called Tommy's Party. It's about when I got really wasted at my friend Thomas's birthday party. And then it was the next morning after, and we were sitting in our living room, and Tom came out and asked me about how my night was. And I was really hungover.
Barely spoke a word to me.
All right, awesome. So that was Peach Pit. They are just about to join me in studio for a chat. So stay tuned for that coming up very shortly.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Yeah.
All right, that was the Fast Romantics with Get Loved from their album American Love. And just like magic, the members of Peach Pit have appeared in the studio. Say hi, guys, and introduce yourselves.
Hey, Daddy.
Hello, I'm Neil.
I'm Chris.
I am Peter.
Nice. Nice to meet all of you guys.
Mikey's not here. He's at work right now.
Yeah, fair enough.
So if you're listening, Mike.
We miss you.
We missed you so much.
You are, yeah.
We sound dearly, dearly miss you.
Aw.
Sometimes.
So we kind of discussed what to talk about a little earlier while we were all setting up. So you guys are local or local enough from North Vancouver?
Yeah, we're North Vancouver boys.
Yeah. All of y'all born and raised?
Yeah.
Nice.
Born and raised in North Van.
Moved over to Burnaby when we were about 20, 21, and okay. Been out there for a while.
Cool, yeah. And so how did Peach Pit get its start?
Chris and I, we just were kind of friends when we were in
high school.
Not really, though.
Yeah, no.
And then we kind of became friends again when we were, like, 20.
Neil, actually, he used to play in a folk duo called Dogwood and Dahlia. And so I was Neil playing in this band. And I was always thinking, man, this guy is the coolest dude ever with his fedora. And and his acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
So way later, once the Mumford & Sons fad had died out, Neil was kind of like, well, do you wanna jam some time? And I was like, yeah, totally, still with this view of him as being the coolest guy on school's campus. So
very cool. But my old group was actually with Sydney Thorne, who worked for Discorder. Have you met Sydney before?
No, I haven't.
She was like a advertising person for Discorder. We're just looking at a picture of her on the wall in the hallway.
Nice.
Then we just we made plans to hang out and practice a couple songs, and then I get to Chris's house and he invited Peter to come play with us without asking me if that was cool. And I was like secretly really choked, but I'm a polite person, so I was like, it's fine, he can play with us. But then he was good, so it was fine.
So it worked out.
It's fair. Yeah. And so you describe yourselves as chewed bubblegum pop, which is hands down my favorite way to, I'm super into attaching an increasing number of words into describing music.
Yeah.
It's one of the pleasures of being a weird music snob, and chewed bubblegum pop is by far one of my favorite new additions.
Awesome.
So how did you come up with that?
Well, I have an embarrassing thing to admit, but what is bubblegum really?
Bubblegum pop?
Yeah, what's a name that you could put? Or
it's just pop music that smells like bubblegum. I don't know.
Okay, cool.
Maybe it's that.
But Bandcamp forces you to come up with tags.
Yeah.
So we needed to come up with an original tag, I guess, for a genre. Mm. So it's bubblegummy, but also some of our songs are crunchy and heavier and chewed.
Sweet.
Rough, raw, but it's still soft and poppy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
No, crunchy is, that sort of almost.
It's like when you leave bubblegum at night you realize you have bubblegum in your mouth and you put it on your headboard and then you realize it's there the next day and you're like, that's still good. What it's like.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's so great. I've filed it away for later. I really super dig your sound, and I was gonna ask you, and this is a weird surprise question, but I was doing my research. Can you tell me where the album name Being So Normal came from and why it's funny where we're sitting?
Yeah. Wow, this is very good for the situation we're in.
We're
right
excited.
Now.
We're excited to tell you guys.
Yeah.
I also want to know where you found that out later.
Go ahead, Chris. You want to talk about it?
When we were starting out, we were thinking okay, we've got to play in Shindig. It's the coolest battle of the bands there is. And it is, but we went up in the first round against two other bands, and
we lost. We did not win.
Win.
Right.
And we were a bit bummed, but walked away, and they give you a list of constructive criticism that judges do.
Yeah, and Shindig is put on by CITR, where we are sitting right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Totally. So, I'm going to be careful. but they gave us a list of constructive criticism, and a lot of it was really good, but one thing...
This
one
was
of
in
the
cons list.
This was in the cons list.
List.
Things we were doing wrong. They just said, being so normal. And we were like, being so normal, what does that even mean? We're just too normal for CITR was kind of our understanding of it. And then we thought, you know what, maybe they have a point here. And since then, we've actually worked on the brand a lot and tried to make it a lot more poppy and stand out a little
and
bit.
And weird. So it's true, though. I honestly,
it's
at the time,
critique.
We were all kind of oh, man, that's BS. Like, I can't believe they're saying that about us. But looking back, I'm like, it was accurate.
Yeah, it's just like four guys in flannels and right. like, trucker hats.
Sure.
And, yeah, we're new and cool.
Soon after that, we adopted our outfits. And,
yeah, because like, you guys have like...
it over to...
I feel bad we're not wearing them right now.
Yeah.
No, that's
it's
totally
my fault that we're not. I like did a load of laundry before coming here,
yeah.
and then was like, oh, now my clothes are all wet.
No, Peter lectured us in the van right over, being like, we have to wear our outfits always. This is not okay. So
right.
this is the one time you'll find us. In,
all right, fair enough.
Being so normal.
I state. Will hold you to that.
Okay.
No. Yeah, no, I'm really very much into, I think, it, like you said, the Mumford & Sons thing is kind of, like, come and gone, but now, I don't know, I guess it's if nostalgia's on, like, a 20-year cycle, it's this weird, like, recursive thing where the nostalgia for the 90s is also this nostalgia that was then for the 70s, so that,
yeah,
like,
uh-huh.
really, you know, and that's the kind of thing when I see a lot of the photography...
Yeah, for sure.
The press photographs for you guys is like, I could totally see you in one of those sunken living rooms with the like weird brown shag carpet
yeah.
and just being like, put your keys in this fishbowl.
Yeah.
And that's like, yeah, it's, I don't know, it's totally, it is something that's kind of happening, but it's really, really fun because it's been, I don't know, if anyone can really redeem that weird, like aesthetically, visually ugliest part of the 70s, I feel like hipsters can do it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Trying our hardest.
And I noticed that you guys wore the outfits in your music videos underneath your weird costumes for Drop the Guillotine video.
Did we?
Wearing them a couple times in the
yeah.
video, but then we actually, Neil's mom picked us up all these costumes, and they were like for this French period piece
yeah.
themed music video we were doing. So we took the outfits off once
right.
we started getting into the
yeah.
theme, but.
Because when I got the email about interviewing you guys and, you know, sort of looked up Bandcamp and saw Chewed Bubblegum Pop, I sort of talked to my best friend who is, she did a music degree in her undergrad, and I was like, this is how they describe themselves. She's like, I hate it, and I love it, but I hate it. And I was like, fair enough. And then I sent her the music video for Drop the Guillotine, which I want to play next, because I was like, this is just the greatest. it's so dorky. It's
nice.
And it's so great. So
that was a fun one to make. We actually like.
Yeah, where did you film that?
That was at my high school.
Nice.
And Chris went there for a couple
say?
Years.
I, we're not allowed.
No, we can say where it was. It was at my high school. You have to look it up on the internet.
Okay.
Was.
For the dedicated internet
yeah.
sleuths.
Yeah.
But yeah, do you guys want to play some more of your tunes and then chat about them?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's
All
do
right,
it.
Let's play Drop the Guillotine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. So that was Drop the Guillotine off of your new album, Being So Normal. Yeah, what say you?
About the song?
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it too.
I like it a lot. I'm very happy with it.
So good. No, just kidding.
Actually, to be honest, like that was like one of the first songs we started playing. I don't really like it that much anymore.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of over it.
No, I'm still into it. But that's what happens after you play something 450 times.
Yeah, and then eventually, like, you settle into the hatred, and then all of a sudden, like, you like it again, and you're just like, oh.
No, there's like, what are the five stages of acceptance? It's like, you deny it.
Yeah.
I'm on like the third stage, but yeah, you just eventually accept that you're going to be playing it for a long while to come.
No, fair enough.
Deal with it.
Yeah. So do you guys all collaborate in terms of like songwriting or?
I write the songs usually. Sometimes Peter will write like a chord progression and be like, oh, this is cool. And then I'll write like the lyrics and melody over top of it. And then just bring it to band practice, and Chris writes his guitar parts over top of it. We like mess with the structure of the song and stuff. That's
yeah. Everyone definitely has some creative influence. Uh-huh. Which is
Chris happens to like within 5 minutes write the catchiest guitar lick, and then it's becomes
true.
A song
it's usually
right
pretty
then.
Quick, but
yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was for those who have not seen the video. The guitar solo in the middle there is done well. It's.
That was so great because
so
we got some people messaging us because I like mimed the guitar solo on a mandolin in this video, and we had people messaging us being like, I had no idea you were playing this solo on a mandolin. This is shocking. Like, I'm so impressed with your mandolin playing skills. And it was just like, yeah, thank you. I want you to spread that rumor.
Yeah.
But now I've debunked it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, it's a really fun song. I don't know, it was kind of exactly what I needed, and I've now shared it around with friends, been like, listen to this thing. I don't know, it's a really good record. I've really been enjoying listening to it. So you guys are going on tour to Europe. You just announced today.
Yeah, we're
going to Europe January 25th to February 25th.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You're going through
everywhere. People are like messaging us, being like, you're not going to Ireland? We're not going to Ireland. That's like the one place we're not going. Sorry, guys.
No, fair enough.
Yeah,
next time?
Yeah, next time, definitely. But we're about to, like, on Thursday, we're going across Canada.
Cool.
So we're going all the way across Canada and then doing a bunch of East Coast of the U.S. dates and then making our way back across Canada.
Wow.
So we'll be on tour like for like all of October, all of November,
pretty
some of
much,
December.
I mean, almost all the way until we go to Europe. There's going to be
that's
on and off.
That's nuts.
So yeah.
So, yeah, if there's anyone out there listening far away, we're coming.
Yeah, I will continue to boost you guys up because, I have not had the chance to see you guys live yet.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, other than what I just saw here, I imagine with the drummer and the energy of a large crowd, it can get
changes.
Yeah. I just sort of propose that we play a bunch of your songs and then maybe play a bunch of songs that you guys like. Is there anything that you'd want to do next particularly? Is there a song from the album that you want to talk about?
What could we do? We could play one of my favorites on the album is called Chagu's Side Turn.
Yeah, I got that.
And that
up.
One's about, people are don't really, it's hard to understand what that means, but it's about when I was in Indonesia with my roommate Thomas, we were traveling around and we were on this tiny island and we met this 40-year-old man named Chagu, and he was really funny, always was carrying around an acoustic guitar. We kind of like started hanging out with him, and then when we were hanging out with him, he'd have to duck away because he needed to go take a side turn, and we did not know what that meant until later. He's like, Neil Thom, come take a side turn with me, and we're like, what is that? And it turned out that side turn was snorting crystal meth off of his knuckles. So
okay,
that's like what his side turn is about.
Okay, fair enough.
Neil
right.
did not take a side turn.
You don't know that. You weren't there.
Fair enough.
Then he's a liar.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's listen to that then.
You reach me at something. that shit again.
All right. Yeah, I had, so that was called Chagu Side Turn. It is by Peach Pit, who are sitting here with me. I listened to that a bunch this week and did not have any sort of realization that that was what that was about. So fair enough. Yeah, so I, yeah, so you guys were saying you'd been listening to Ponytails lately?
Ponytails yeah. is good.
Ponytails.
Favorite Vancouver bands.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I got actually my fresh bob that I'm rocking right now, my fresh haircut, was by the lead singer of Ponytails.
Oh, okay, all
so
right.
You need a haircut and good music.
You got to go down to New Shanghai Barbershop.
Gotcha.
In,
downtown
East Side. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Got it. All right. Yeah, we can listen to them. Aside from yourselves, would you say that they're your favorite sort of local band? Or
there's so many good local bands.
There are. It's
really
it's
impossible
nuts.
To say.
Like yeah.
Forever is a big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Good. The Gins are really cool.
I'm
Andrew Feeling Sick. Kim Gray's sweet. Jock Tears.
BB.
Goes on, Joe Pass.
There's so many.
I'm going to have to like listen back to the recording of this and go in because, yeah, Good for Grapes is mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's Peter's girlfriend is in
Good. Really? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I've been following them since, like, the very, very first album
that's
and
awesome.
Just been, like...
She'll be stoked to hear that.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, yeah. Like, why don't we listen to Ponytails? And then would that segue pretty well into Already Aphrodite, do you think?
Sure. Why
all right.
Not?
So we'll do that. And then and then Already Aphrodite by you guys.
Thank you.
a clam shell. If the ocean's not enough for it, my rolling in, I feel a dark swell crawling up the skin of my spine. If I know you sold on me, you waste another guy. Well, alrighty, Aphrodite, go with that red for other eyes.
Welcome back. So that was Already Aphrodite by Peach Pit, who are sitting here with me right now. And before that, Young Hearts by Ponytails by their request. And that is, the last, coming into the last 5 minutes of the show. Thank you guys so much for coming in and for playing and for chatting with me.
Yeah,
and
thanks for having us.
Yeah. So where can people find you if they want to hear more and learn more? And
they can hear us everywhere that music is streamed.
So all right.
Like YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, any of those places.
Whatever.
Bandcamp, if you're into that.
Yeah.
Anywhere on the internet. It's pretty easy.
Just and if you want to follow what we're doing on Instagram, we're PeachPit17.
Okay.
And we also have a Facebook page and Twitter that we can keep you updated on.
Rad. All right. And then when do you kick off this Cross Canada tour and where?
On Thursday.
Okay.
We're kicking it off. We've got our first show in Revelstoke.
Okay.
Which is, we're pretty excited. It's going to be fun. We're touring with this other band, Andrew Phelan. And we've done some little small tours with them before. Pete plays bass with Andrew as well.
Nice.
And we always start our tours off in Revelstoke.
All right.
So this is like our fourth time playing in Revelstoke.
Yeah.
But it's going to be sweet because one of our good friends saw that we were playing in Revy. And so she messaged us and was like, hey, if you guys want, you guys can stay at my really, really nice cabin.
Ooh.
So we
just
stay at a nice hot tub cabin
on
our first night. So it's going to be like,
and then
it's all downhill from there.
Yeah.
No, we are really poor. So it's going to be like the cheapest motel.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Time on this tour. But yeah, for our first stop, we're going to ball out. We're excited.
Awesome. All right. Cool. Well, yeah. Thank you again so much for coming in. Thank you all out there for listening to Particles and Waves. And I am going to end on Kristen Control. She put out a new single called Concrete Love, and I adore it a lot. So yeah, enjoy. Thank you all for listening, and I will catch you all next week.
Stay.